Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Pastor Audrey Hallenberg Duffy, and our worship leader this morning is Brian Bachman. Thank you, Brian, for serving us in worship. As we share in the life of the church together, here are some important announcements to be aware of. Tonight is our longest night service at 6 p.m. You may know that last night was the literal longest night of the year, and so we do a service around that time to recognize those that are bringing grief, are bringing all sorts of emotions into this time of year. So I hope you'll come and experience this special worship of candlelight, of word, and of music. Of course, our Christmas Eve service is on Christmas Eve at 7 p.m., so join us for that as we carry through the Christmas story with beautiful lights and the Christmas story. After that, Pastor Tim and I will be out of the office from December 25th through January 1st. And while we are away, Kate Jacobson and Kim Ferrari are available for emergency phone calls. Their numbers are in the bulletin this morning, and they're also in the directory. As I said, next Sunday we'll be away, so Jan Burkett will bring the sermon. And there will be no Faith Formation Hour next Sunday. Are there any other announcements that you would like to share this morning?
Audrey.
Go for it.
So for the deacons who volunteered to help out with the communion for the Christmas Eve service, we're just going to have a quick follow-through on our duties between the service and Faith Formation today. So please come up to the front, and we'll walk through the how we're going to present the communion for that service.
And Harry drew a beautiful diagram to
help
us out.
I have diagrams ready to go. So.
Debbie?
I just noticed that Missy is in the nursery, and if she were here, she would probably make the announcement that today is the day we're going to be delivering the Christmas family gifts. If you had taken an ornament, signed up, and for some reason forgot, would you just check in with Missy after service so we can make quick arrangements to get those gifts out to the families today?
Thank you, Debbie.
Hey, we're back from our trip. Next Sunday, I didn't make it into the bulletin, but after church, we'll have lunch for you, and the people who went on the Brethren Disaster trip will sit with you at tables and just tell you some of their stories and things, and it's also a fundraiser for us. So if you are here next week, please stay. There's not Faith Formation, so it'll be at 11 o'clock. Menu to be determined. Stay, have some lunch, and enjoy some time with each other.
Thank you, Jan.
Thank you, Jan, and welcome home.
Any others? Let us enter into this time of worship as we listen to the prelude.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, Pastor Audrey is going to talk to us about Joseph. Now, Joseph, for me, has always been one of the more mysterious characters in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say much about him. He doesn't say much in the Bible himself. He's kind of in the background. What he did, what his role is largely implicit rather than explicit. He's one of those people who's quiet and does the right thing. The people that are frequently referred to as salt of the earth. As I look out in these pews, I see a lot of those people here, including a few hooligans up in the back there who were doing that this last week, and one in the front who's a little older. I also brought one with me today, and my father, who spent the last 91 years, almost 92, doing just that. And I think that's what we're all called to do. Do the right thing. It's really not complicated. You don't have to be a hero. You don't have to call attention to yourself. Just do the right thing, like Joseph. Please, Lord, on this day, be with us as we listen to your word, listen to your wisdom. Try to shut out the noise of the season and help us to focus on doing the right thing.
So, you remember what we're doing in the mornings?
during Advent, we're lighting the Advent candles. So what was our first candle, do you remember?
Peace.
Peace. What was our next one? Hope. What was our third one? Last week, I don't know if you were here. Joy is our third one. Our fourth one is love. And we know that Jesus is love. And Jesus brings us hope and peace and joy. And so that's why we light the Advent candles every year. And it's also why we understand that Jesus is called the light of the world. Because when we have Jesus, we have these things. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to light the candle of what? Love. Everybody grab hold. Okay. Bobby is an experienced acolyte, so. Excellent. Now we are going to go back and try to get this one again, okay? And after we say a prayer, I'm going to ask you each to take a candle. Can you lift up the end? Each to take a candle. Good job. Okay, well. I'm going to ask you each to take a candle. And just like we're supposed to take the light of Jesus into the world, I'm going to ask you to have a candle and take it out, okay? You ready to say a prayer first? Ready? How do we know we're ready? Fold our hands, bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, the light of the world. Amen.
I do have to tell you, for those of you who don't worship lead, that's the best seat in the house when they're singing. Writing in a time of turmoil for the kingdom of Judah, the prophet Isaiah speaks to King Ahaz that Judah will not be overrun by their enemies. The sign from God will be a young woman bearing a son named Emmanuel, which means God is with us. For Isaiah and Ahaz, the sign of Emmanuel meant deliverance, safety, and hope. For us, this text comes from Isaiah's prophecy, has come to epitomize God's love. God loves us so much that God comes to us in human form. As we come into a time of quiet prayer, listen and consider the love of God manifest in Isaiah's words. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. I don't know if some of you are following in the news this week, but the Church of Latter-day Saints had a little bit of an embarrassment this week as they were sued and some of their fundraising practices were discussed in the news. Now, in the Latter-day Church of Latter-day Saints, what they do every year is that the head of every household meets with leaders of the church and they go over his finances or her finances. Well, in their church, pretty much it's always his. And they decide together how much that person is going to give. And that's why they have $100 billion in a trust fund. Isn't that? We do things a little different in the Church of the Brethren, and I think we do it a little better. Of course, we don't have $100 billion in a trust fund either. We leave it to the conscience of each person to decide what they're going to give. Please be generous. Lord, please accept these offerings which we have given to you and use them for your will, for the betterment of your people. Amen.
God in his mercy will grown old, tired the people who toss in their sleep, weary the shepherds still watching their sheep, tender the mother, gracious and mild, God in his mercy, God in his mercy.
The scripture reading for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, the first chapter, verses 18 to 25. You can find it in your pew Bibles and the first page of the New Testament. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took her to his wife, as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.